Go into the word right away. Today I'd like to talk on a very interesting topic. You know, living on this earth, you pay attention to everything, to all the things around you. And out of life come some special things, some chief of arts things, and if you never experience something and you want to give it to people, it will have no effect. If it's not a part of you, if you didn't experience this, like a music or a picture or a testimony, if it's not a part of you, then it will never have success. So everything you do, you know, you need to know one thing, you need to experience, to live it through, and then you can share it from your inside. You've been to some places, you've experienced something, you've lived through something, and only these things, they will have something important or something powerful in your life and in the life of those people that will listen to you. Otherwise, how can you give what you don't have yourself? So we have to pay attention to not be a fake of, like a copy of someone. We should be bearers of the glory of God, of what you received, of what He revealed to you. And only this will have blessing. And my topic is named, with whose eyes are you watching at this world? And you know, do you want this or you don't want? There are people that influence the way we see, understand things. They create our view of the world. Whose eyes are you watching with at the world? I guarantee you, you watch the world through the lenses of somebody's eyes. If you are grown enough in Jesus Christ, then you watch the world through the lenses of the eyes of Jesus Christ and His Word. But you know that not all the people, they are mature enough. Not all the people are led by the Holy Spirit. Very often, masses of people, lots of people, they are led by somebody's opinion, by somebody's view of the situation, by somebody's understanding. That is, it's not they who decide. Someone else decides for them what kind of preacher is this one, what kind of singer is this one, what kind of a church is this one, what kind of prayers, what that is all about. Very often, someone who's got under the influence of people who watch the life in the wrong way, you turn exactly into a person that watches things in the wrong way, isn't it? We're watching at this world with the eyes of these people. And these are the very people that give a direction to your life. Do we want this or we don't want it? In the very beginning, not all of them. Very seldom it's someone who is born again and he is immediately led completely by the Holy Spirit. This is very seldom. It's almost every time we're led by things, by opinions, by what we hear, but somebody's understanding of life, by somebody's revelations, books, things. We are watching the world around us, we are watching the people around us through what somebody already told us about them. We don't watch them with our own eyes. Oh, my dear friends, my message is, if you were looking at the things with your own eyes, they would be completely different. Things would look completely different. If you all in this room would see, listen, understand me right now, would look at everything around with your own eyes or through what God puts in you, the picture would be completely different. You understand me? This situation shouldn't be necessarily false. Just two people shared it in two different ways, and none of them was wrong. But what's happening is that you are watching things through the lenses of somebody else's eyes at this situation. Do you want this or you don't want this? Everything around us, we are looking at those things through somebody's eyes. You know, Some people, I've seen someone coming to the church with a cup of Starbucks coffee. Yeah, it's a good coffee. I don't have anything against it. And somebody came to him, and I don't remember who was that. Are you supporting gays? You see, this cup, Starbucks, they put apart a little. Yeah, the Ford and Walmart and all the companies, they do things like this. So many, they give a little part, and maybe the computer that Microsoft, you're using the computer microphone. They all support a little bit the gays. And so why? He had an immediate reaction. He didn't check it. He didn't go on the internet. He didn't take statistics. He immediately believed to someone that this company is supporting gay. Nobody's checking anything. We are the people who never check anything. But those who check, they receive great revelations. I'm not talking right now about some kind of coffee. I'm talking about our life. Who is drawing your pictures? If you are painting your pictures, you are a warrior. Very seldom is there are people who are drawing their own pictures and they remain themselves. There is almost no people like that. If you are watching at everything in the world as the Lord reveals to you, or you are a person of a completely different caliber. Sometimes there are so many people want to go there, they don't go there because somebody's opinion keep them in place. You can't buy this kind of brand of a car because someone told you that that's a bad brand. But have you ever checked? Somebody said this, somebody said that. These are little things, my friends. But notice one thing, that we are all moved by these kind of things. I'll prove it from the Bible. I'm just laying the foundation right now. What is my topic about? I'm always trying to put my topic into one little thought and to stretch it forward and to explain it, that when you leave this place, you may understand that no one has the right to create, to make your worldview, your understanding, and the way you see things. There are certain things that you should know and check by yourself and see them by yourself. So, whose eyes are you watching the world with? Somebody told you something and you didn't check, but you trusted. Someone told you something and without even thinking about that, you swallowed. In all the areas of life, just think about that. I'll tell you that all things have to be checked, have to be reviewed. Those things that you accepted automatically without checking, you swallowed that. Do you know that I usually did it this way? When I was growing up, when I grew up in the Lord and I heard that a pastor or evangelist or a preacher is coming to the town, to the state in Ukraine or here, and all the churches would stand up and say, God forbid our members to go there. And I would go exactly there because I know there where they allow me to go will bring nothing to my life. But the places where they don't allow me to go, this is changing my destiny. I was surprised when I was when I wasn't allowed to go to this group or that group, and when I was going to those groups, I was receiving something special from the Lord. So who is that person or that thing is standing behind people's eyes, behind people's lives, controlling the destinies of Christians, of leaders, controlling the way you see, you hear and accept this world? We are being born watching at this world through the prism of somebody's eyes. All of our life, if you are from incubator, born in a church, you were born there, they took, yes, and they left you there. If you are from this incubator, then it's very hard. I want to hug you and cry for you. Why? Because you are a person who have never seen the world. You are watching at the world through the eyes of the deacon or of certain pastor or prophet. You understand me? This is funny. This is ironic. This is strange, but this is truth. Some of the most limited people are the Christians, and this is the truth. I want to cry about that. This is true. You meet a person. you haven't even asked him, is he a Christian? He's nice. He's explained he a person who is not a Christian. If he talks about cars, theater, art, and you think he's probably not a Christian, but he just came 1 year ago to the Lord, and you think, God forbid that he goes down and starts watching the world with somebody else's eyes. The world is very interesting. I'm not talking about the scene. I'm talking about what the Lord created. Everything is so interesting. And the Lord gave you your own brains to know Him, to know this world. You understand me? There is you, there are situations in life, there is everything that's happening around you. Why are you living, listening, and being led by somebody else? Who gave you the right to be the slave of somebody's opinion and the slave of somebody's worldview? You have your own eyes, you have your own hands and legs, you have your own head and brain. Please go and know this world. Please go and know situations. Please learn, find out. And as soon as you start doing these things, you'll be convinced that the truth is things are not like I was told them to be. You know that lots of Christians, I know many personally, they didn't go into their calling because they look at their own faiths with wrong eyes, with the eyes of others. You can imagine how awful is this. It's not only that you're watching at the world with wrong eyes, you're watching at yourself with wrong eyes. Somebody already told you who you are and how people watch at you, and this is the greatest of all wrong things. I don't know myself. How can you know myself? I just start knowing myself. I react here in this way. I have to change here in this way because last time it was a terrible thing. And the person who's watching at you, he's telling you, oh, I know you have to move in this way or the other way. What are you talking about? Do you have brains? Why are you being led on a leash? Why are you on a leash? Why are you led by somebody's opinion? You know, when you look at the people of Israel, the battles were won or lost only because of the way the leaders saw the situation. You understand me? Let's not go very far away. Gideon, tell me please, when he was called by God, I start coming to the topic, I start feeling good now. When he was called by God, tell me please, what did he say about himself to God when they met next to the bush, when they were talking together and he was in the treadmill, hiding the wheat, was doing something anyway. When they met, what did he say to himself? I'm no one, I'm nobody, I'm the very least. I'm the very in my tribe, and my tribe is the very least in Israel. And am I the last in my father's home? This is the level, you know. Everything is squeezed, and the very little, the very last thing was Gideon. the firstborn were gone. The big tribes left away, and in my very least tribe, I'm the very least family, the very least person. So listening to this, such a person, you don't want to talk to him anymore because he doesn't have any opinion about himself. And you know, God started building his worldview step by step. He had to see the situation with the eyes of God. Amen. This very little that means nothing person, he should have seen the situation with God's eyes. And what's happening in life? It was wet on the grass and then and dry on the skin and then the opposite way. And when we watch all of these moments, and he still couldn't believe that when God took him with his servant and took it down to the foot of the hill, and he listened to what these nations spoke about, all kind of nations, and one saw a dream as we were struck and we lost the battle. And the enemies had, the enemies saw the right things. And sometimes the devil knows exactly who you are, and you still don't know who you are. You understand me, what I'm talking about? This is a very simple thought, but it's fundamental. You won't be able to be a victor without this. Whose eyes are you watching at yourself with? Whose eyes are you watching at the world with? Who told you that you are no one? Who told you that you will never reach anything? Who told you that you can't bring a revolution to the nation? Who told you that you will never become a great man? Who told you that? Oh, my friends, someone has to turn us around. Someone has to change our understanding. Someone has to give us the right worldview. That's why I'm here, standing in front of you. It's impossible to strike me down. Why? Because I know who am I. You understand me? I don't need revelations. I don't need, you're straying away, my friends, for 16 years of sweat and blood, of war and price. Only now you start seeing what I'm going through all of my life, and this is not ending. We are going ahead. Amen. We're going ahead. We have a dream. We have a dream. And the dream consists of if you and what you... You are the seed for the dream. You are not the dream. You are the seed for the dream. You will be sown and you will be grown. You will be growing up this generation. Many of you, if you don't get cold, if you don't go back and break down, you'll be great people on this earth. Amen. Learn to watch with eyes of God at your life. I refuse to be a worm unaccepted by anyone that doesn't understand anything, just trying to please anyone and at the same time losing everything, including myself and my dream. Or are you a strong man? Be prepared to lose things. What is power? Power is to watch at the situation with your own eyes. It is to look at this world, to look at yourself with the eyes of God. God brings him and he says, are you still doubting? Oh yeah, I'm still doubting. So take your servant, go there to the camp, to the enemy's camp, and I will show you now what do I mean. God knows. The enemy knows. Demons know. Only Gideon didn't say anything. No. I've got the skin, I've got the grass, this and that, what kind of skin? Oh, what else? And when he came down, the Lord tells him, if you don't believe me, at least listen to those who you are afraid of, that you've been hiding all of your life from your childhood. They're eating you all of their life, of your life. When he went down and they shared the dream, and after that Gideon realized. After that Gideon realized who he is, and you know, out of 300 men without swords, just with flouts and with the torches and with some kind of pots that they broke, that they were playing those flutes and they were crying the sword of the Lord and of Gideon and victory. Someone is waiting for something. My friend, whose eyes are you watching the victory with? The victory in your life. How will it be reached? By what? You know, we have tuned, we have built, created images in our head. It should be, wow, oh, kaboom. And then it will be kaboom. What's that? Where is this coming from? And the Lord said, no, there will be no kaboom, baba. He took away 20,000 people and then put apart those who licked the water as dogs. How many of them? 300. That's enough. You understand me? Lord, I thought... Now we will do such a kaboom. We'll come out, everyone will be crying, will be shouting, and we're coming down from the hill, a great army. The Lord said, no, you won't be going by day. You will be seen by day. Because you're 300, and when the enemy will see 300 of you in the day, oh, my friends, we'll do this the night. I asked God why in the night, because they couldn't be seen, but the noise was great. My friend, the Lord will show you the season, the people, and the time when to act. And when you listen to Him, you will see what will happen. Amen. In the night. Why, Lord? In the night, you won't be seen. Silently, calmly, you'll start shouting, and that's it. That's it, that's it. And they will cut each other's throats. Yeah, shik, shik, hush, and that's it. They just went and yeah, they finished them, miles. What I'm talking about? There are situations that you're watching it with the eyes, with God's eyes, and everything is happening exactly like that. And the second moment is when you accept it and when you realize that you're no one, you can't do anything. Moses was talking in the same way next to the bush. Oh, Lord, he said, I don't know anything. Lord, send someone else. You know, this is, what are you talking about? I called you to deliver the whole nation. Oh, Lord. Lord speaks to him how to see it. My friends, how much God is talking to some of you, how he sees you. And you're still don't see yourself. In the eyes of God, you are great people. Some people are victorious people in the eyes of God, people who should come out. Oh Lord, I can't even fast for 3 days. Why? You simply never tried 4 days. Some people say, I can't fast for a week. I'll tell you a secret. I couldn't. When I went into a 40 days fast, the week is going by like that. Who understands me? Oh, hallelujah. You say, I can't fast for a week. I go in for 40 days. The week is going by just like that. Oh, yeah. This is how we learn. I can't pray for an hour. Okay, pray for 5 hours. 4 hours, 1 hour is going by quickly. I go, I turn on the music. Na 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 na. 1 hour, 2 hour is going by. Because the plan is 5. So 1 hour is going by very quickly. How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself, who you are, who created you? You are looking in the mirror. And what do you see in the mirror? What do you see in the mirror, the reflection in the mirror? What does it tell you about? Huh? Why very often, my friends, will watch this kind of pictures? People either love or hate, even without knowing those people they hate. Do you notice these kind of situations? We love or we hate certain things without thinking. We automatically hate these people. How much we hate them? Why? You call them, you talk to them. No. How do you know that? They told me everything about him. The second question, who told you? And these we never question. Yeah. We question everything in the world. Those they speak about the world, the situation, the churches, everything. But those who speak about these things, we never question who you are, what did you reach in your life. Quickly the balloon goes down, deflates, because nothing has a foundation in what they say. What have you reached in your life? Who did you dig out of hell? What did you reach in your life? What have you seen in your life? Have you ever paid any price in your life to have the right to have an opinion about other people? Interesting. The most interesting is, listen to me carefully, turning on the TV, when I turn on the TV, looking at these situations, very carefully, you know, we believe the news automatically, you know, we believe the news. I've heard on the news, and the news were wrong. And then they say, oh, we are sorry, the news were wrong. And you told this news to everyone. Have you ever found this? I personally got into this. Oh, they were all cut there, burned there. They were, oh, sorry, they were on the vacation. They just burned. they were not at home, and their house burned up, and all the family was on vacation. And we apologized deeply. The family came back home. Everything's okay. It's just that the house suffered. And I've already written a whole topic about that. And listen to me. How many situations like that we have in our life? You've already built your life. You've already got friends and enemies based on this information. And this information is wrong. And then it all deflates like a balloon and you don't know where to run. My friends, without thinking, we believe the news. Yesterday, one of the pastors calls me, a friend of mine. He says, Andre, only one of my leaders came and said that you got up behind the pulpit and you closed all the home groups. I say, what? I'm right now at the leaders group, a leaders team, half a room of the leaders, and we are talking, we are discussing about home groups. And that's why I'm calling you, because it's a little strange. I'm calling you because something is going wrong. How is possible? This is how it's working, yeah. This is an example, how many things. The most interesting, those who know the situation, they love. Those who don't know the situation, they believe, you know, it's, you are laughing at that. Some people feel bad. Some people feel very good. Okay, they're broken. They collapsed. You understand what I'm talking about? Someone and then they heard, no, they didn't collapse. Oh, unfortunately. What and who are you basing your life on? What and on whom are you basing your life on? What kind of information are you based on? Can you survive out of these walls? Can you see this person in the war? Have you ever seen this person in shit? Have you never seen him there? It's a problem. I want to see the person not just in success, but also in the problem before I connect my life to his life. This is the law of my life. When it's okay, everyone is okay. I want to see you behaving in a stressful situation. I thank God for my wife. Baby, I love you. When she's in stress, this person can be iron. She can keep her emotions without saying anything. Usually someone is shocked. Oh, what will happen? She's she's calm, very calm. The stressful situation, everything is going to the bottom or everything is going upwards. The person keeps himself in hands. He is balanced. And I want to see how you behave in a stressful situation. I just wanted to look at you and you were blown away. Huh? What did he say? Bye-bye. Stressful situation. At the war. Malager. Don't always jump and clap your hands. Sometimes you have to cry. Sometimes you have to be on the floor. Sometimes you have to cry out your carpets. This is life. We're going somewhere. Amen, church. Oh, they have a problem. Who doesn't have a problem? Amen. Those who don't have these problems, you simply don't know about them. But everyone has problems. We believe the politicians. This is the greatest joke of all. This is the greatest joke I've ever heard in my life. We believe the politicians. Or the taxes will go down, the prices for gas will go down as soon as they have elected the president. He's starting his own things. Where is the gas? Oh, guys, that was a joke. Welcome. Maybe the next president will do something about that. We believe to everyone. We vote. So who shall we vote? The one who will lie most. That one will vote for. This is political life. We believe to doctors. That's even a greater joke. The doctor, you know, I'm telling you, we had the same thing with my wife. We went to MRI and they said, your child will be down. No, you are all down here. What have you gotten your diplomas for? How can I have a doubt? I don't believe. I've rejected this mind. Some people said, you've got to pray. I haven't even prayed. People pray when they believe, but I don't believe. This is another law for you. Lord, I don't believe in this opinion. Why should I pray about that? That's a lie. I don't believe this lie. And then you're shocked. You've already collected money. You've bought insurance. And they said, no, we were wrong. That was your blouse and there was some kind of spot. There was a mistake. We're sorry. We believe the mechanics. This is an even a greater joke. Especially when you go to a different shop, they can tell you so many things. They can fix such things. I know a couple of shops where these things happen and they're happening. Where we believe. They told you, you've got to change all the wheels, the transmission, everything. Everything you have to change. The most interesting is that without any problems, we believe to our pastors and leaders who are making your life. The mechanic is making your life. You got into 5,000 and in the church you can get for 50 years. Someone built your life. Don't go there, don't smell this, don't jump there, don't walk there, don't swim there. Someone built your opinion and you are the poor of you or poor man or poor woman who is afraid of the Lord. You are not afraid of the Lord, you are afraid of the deacon. When the deacon doesn't see you, you do what you want. Amen, brothers and sisters. I know that. I was like that. I was just like that. Who is ever checking the truth? No one is checking. This is our truth. We compare everything by this. Why everybody hates me? Because I compare not just myself, but all the pastors and leaders with this word. Where is the healings? Where is the casting out of demons? Where is the victories? Where is the glory of God? Where is the war? He's a liar. He's a good liar, but Christian liar. You know, the devil is a professional in lying. You know who's behind all of this? Who is putting the wrong glasses, spectacles on your eyes? Who is dressing you? Who is trying to draw everything around you? The devil, he is the father of lies. He is a professional. Everything that you see, that all the rumors, all the dirt, he makes it. He's a maker of these things. He loves when the foam is boiling and there's dirt everywhere. It's his life. He enjoys it. He's delighting in this. When everyone believes all of these rumors and nobody's checking everything, he's the creator. He's the maker of dirt, of life. And this way the churches can't go anywhere. I'll say why. Because in their own community, they can't find a common language. Look, most interesting, if you get under the influence of the wrong person, all of your life has a wrong understanding. Tell me, please, my friend, who was for a long time in a traditional church and you had to rebuild everything in your life? Raise up a hand. I was in such a church. Why? You know how actual this is. Not just a little bit, but everything, starting with your haircut and ending with the style of music and of your clothes, not talking about prayer, praise and worship, the glory of God, the casting out demons, healing of sick. We had to review everything in our life. We had to redo everything in our life. You think redoing is over? No, it's not over. Everything is continued. The Lord is not stopping. Let's read the one unique passage. We've read it before. But I want you to look at it from another side. Let's open Numbers chapter 13, verse 27. Numbers 13:27. Numbers 13:27. You remember the spies that were sent by Moses. It's a good story. We know it from our childhood. Listen carefully. Thus they told him and said, 26, they proceeded to come to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh, and they brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. There was a situation. They had to go to the promised land. They had to conquer it for themselves. Lives of millions of people was based upon the testimonies of the 12 people. Amen. What's happening? Moses and Aaron sent 12 spies. So they were spies. They pretended to be a part of that nation. They talked to different nations. They bought things. They went there as spies into the society, and they've learned everything. And they came back with information. Can you imagine that the fate of the whole Israel was based upon these 12 people? And the most important, my friends, you know that I'm watching very, very careful who is around me. And I'm praying that God take away from me who see things in a different way. Listen to me carefully. Because lives of nations, fates of people, will be based on the shoulders of people who don't see things in the right way. And this is a serious point. Listen to me carefully. You know the story. I just want you to listen to it and watch it very carefully. My topic is based upon this place, passage. They told him and said, "We went to the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, yeah, we went there, we saw that, exactly, that's truth. But let's read ahead. Nevertheless, the people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak. There Amalek is living in the land of the Negev, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites are living in the hill country and the Canaanites." Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "We should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we shall surely overcome it." Opa, this is the most interesting. Israel, all the elders, all the people are listening to 12 people. 10 men with a dirty soul, with a wrong vision and spiritual vision, they are sharing the truth. Listen to me carefully. This is where the root of all this evil is. The most interesting that both sides, they shared the truth, the true information. Amen. No one lied here. This was the true lie. But the truth was based on how you see the things. This is why, my friends, when I'm praying, when I say, "Lord, build, make what you want to," and the most interesting is that around me only Joshua and Caleb are left around me who see things in the right way. Do you understand me? Now listen to me. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "We should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we shall surely overcome it." But the man who had gone up with him said, "We're not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us." The most interesting, they were right, that those people were stronger, but they didn't have God with them. They didn't see it in the right way. When God sent Gideon, these lots, masses of people, they were like the sand. You couldn't count them. These Amalek. Were they? There was 300 heathens against Gideon's 300 army. What kind of army? But my friends, do you see this with the eyes of God? Because as God sees things, you have to see it. He doesn't look over quantity. When Israel looked at the situation, they said, Moses is kaput. Aaron is kaput, we'll all kill them with the stones and we'll find a new leader and we'll go with him back to Egypt. You remember that situation? It's just a little preview. Look what's happening. They trusted the 10 spies. They trusted the majority that couldn't see things the right way. Instead of trusting those two guys who could have victory if you send them two alone. I want so much to have this kind of people in my team. Listen to me carefully. Only now I can see in my team these people. One team, they are going and doing everything because we see things in the same way. We go to death, to conquer, close, then to close, to open. We see things in the same way. Oh, what is this? This is the power of the right vision. Vision. How do you see everything around you? Let's read forward. But the man who had gone up with him, he said, we are not able. 32. So they gave out to the sons of Israel a bad report. This is old as the world. What did they do? They whispered. They sent wrong information. So they gave a bad report of the land which they spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone and spying it out is a land that devours its inhabitants. That was a lie. The land didn't devour them. They came back, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size. You know, imagine they're sharing the horror stories. Baba is there, he's big, you can't go there. There is ooh. And these are the leaders of the people, and they are saying, if these people are doing that, what the rest will do. That's why I'm thankful to God for everything that He is doing. Do you hear me? Joshua and Caleb, I love you so much. Listen to me carefully. Verse 33, we also saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, a part of the Nephilim, and we became less grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in their sight. We are little grasshoppers, and they say, you're grasshoppers. And we all realized that we're grasshoppers, and we quickly took some fruits and we ran away back. You see the eyes they were watching with themselves. And the grasshopper is coming and transmitting the information to the leader. And these people, on their shoulders, listen carefully. The responsibility for the whole Israel is on their shoulders. Listen carefully. How many churches do I see? How many ministers do I see today that are led by a grasshopper? I'm sorry. Another truth came out of my lips. And you are watching. Some people are trying to reach something. They can't reach anything because they are led by grasshoppers. They are not going anywhere. They are afraid. The demons, they are afraid of everyone. Everything in their life is according to the will of God. Their children are in the world. Oh, the Lord is humbling my soul, as Job. The Lord is humbling my soul. The Lord is taking me through. Children are going to die. Children are going to hell. It's a shame to listen to such testimonies. Let's go. Further, chapter 14. Then it's even more unique. Do you listen to me? Listen to me carefully. Then all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, ooh! Do you know why? Can you imagine what a horror in the society? The congregation came to horror because of the wrong information. For them, the promised land was given to them. They had to listen to Joshua and to Caleb together, an army, and go forward for war. At the same time, when all the people listened to these 10 spies, and they they base their life on wrong information, and because of that wrong information, they all died in the wilderness without even seeing the milk and the honey. They trusted someone who made their worldview, their understanding of the world, and through the eyes of grasshopper, they were watching at the situation. This is where the secret lays. If you look at the situation through the eyes of a strong leader, or you are a good guy. But if you are watching the situation through the eyes of these 10, oh, I want to look at the situation through the eyes of Joshua and Caleb. I want to look at the situations through the eyes of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I want to look at the situations with the eyes of Paul and Peter, the apostles, because these people, they saw things the right way. Oh, this is who I want to follow. Who do you follow? Whose eyes are you watching in the situations through? Because not only your faith, but your whole life is based on whose eyes you are looking through. Oh, my friend, it's a simple thought, but I'll try to unfold it. Chapter 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. They didn't know why, but they started crying, and the people wept all night. The enemy is afraid of them. Everything is prepared for victory. It's the same history with Gideon. It's repeating. Everything went here in problems. So they wept all that night. Can you imagine how much wrong information was there? Why? Because of lie. Maybe not because of lie, but because of twist truth. They are big, we are small, but we are with God. You have to look at the situation correctly. This is the secret. And all the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. Of course, who is the wrong? The pastor. Who brought us here, pastor? Come here. We'll kill you. And the whole congregation said to them, would that we had died. Oh, would that we had died in the land of Egypt. Oh, would that we had died in this wilderness. So they brought the prophecy, and it was fulfilled in this wilderness. And why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by this word? Can you imagine? God is wrong now. Now they are speaking with the words of the grasshopper. Listen, they are passing now on the information of the people who shouldn't have been in the leadership and lead people behind them. They were simply caught on lies, on dark lies. Revelation, dark revelation. Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would we had died in this wilderness. And why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by His word? Our wives and our little ones will become plunder. You know, what a beautiful prophecy, right? What if they would prophesy in the same way the victory? Our wives, our children will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? So they said to one another, let us appoint a leader and return to Egypt. Of course, another church starts. Of course, you'll appoint a leader. Who is your leader? A grasshopper. Listen, then. So they got a herd of grasshoppers and they started jumping into their own promised land. Amen. Brothers and sisters. So they said to one another, let us appoint a grasshopper leader. Grasshopper leader. Returned to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces in the presence of all assembly of the congregation of sons, Joshua the son of Nun, Caleb the sons of Jephunneh, and of those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows. Only don't rebel against the Lord. This is a secret against God. And don't fear the people of this land, for they shall be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Don't fear them. Or this is who I want to follow. This is the eyes that I want to watch at the world. With. this is why I will follow this way, because I have a dream. If you take the dream from me, I will be not, because I'm not without a dream. Can you see my back? And you say that the pastor is not working, and I have two more services. Not working in the gym like that. You're watching at me, and you feel wet, probably. No, it's okay. I'm get used. We're going to the promised land, amen. Okay, I'll be finishing. One situation, two opinions. Most interesting. That as you are inside of you, you'll follow that leader. Oh, who you are inside. This is who you will follow. Grasshopper will always be in the herd of grasshoppers. They will jumping into their light, bright future. But those who are going to war, those who are going to death, who are not afraid to lose everything in their life for the sake of just one soul to find Christ, this is where the power of God is. This is where the unity is. This is what I'm ready to pay my life for. This is where I'm going. I'm ready to move. You know why the church is poor, destroyed, and losing? Now you understand why. Because its leaders, its head, is a herd of grasshoppers who never heard the heart of a warrior, a victorious warrior. Who of them at least once in life fasted at least for 2 weeks, not talking about Christ's fast? Who of them stays in the wall for this nation and reaching things that are impossible to reach just like that? Who of them is paying the price? We want to live easy. You know that the victorious people don't have this. I've never seen even one champion who has won the golden medal easily. I know what sport is. I was there. I was winning. I was losing. No one, never in this life can reach anything the easy way. You think that you will reach this nation easily? Oh, my friend, be prepared for a battle that you have never heard or seen, but know one thing, that the victory is ours. Amen. Give glory to God. Let's stand up. Father, I thank to you. Just simply lift your hands up. Promise to him that you'll only be following strong people, people who are building and not destroying you. You'll only follow that person who is moving you towards God. You'll only be following the Word of God and what He is telling you. Simply say, Father, touch me. Change me. I'm asking you, Jesus, let no one ever build our life except for you with the Holy Spirit show us where to go. I ask you, Jesus, let your hand always be in the building of our building. Lord, let great people are born, Jesus. Let Caleb's, Joshua's come out of here. Anna's and Ruth's. Let great men come out of here. I am asking you, Lord, put around only those people who are ready to take this gospel to the very end. Place those who will look at nothing and will go and will come out victorious. I'm blessing everyone who decided to go, to take everything aside that is stopping them, that is hindering them. I thank you for those who went through everything. They stand up. They're going towards victory. We're only starting. That's how much the Lord is preparing us. He's cleaning us. We believe you, Lord, in hundreds of thousands of saved souls that we will see in our life. I'm thankful you, Father, for the victory. I'm thankful to you, Father, for the blessing, for success. Thank you. Thank you, our beloved Jesus. Amen. Give glory to Him.